Stacy.
Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 45, and we'll begin at verse 1. Genesis 45 and verse 1. And a familiar passage of Scripture, familiar story for those who have been in church many years, and you've heard the story of Joseph. I make reference to Joseph often and talk about his life, and today I want to compare it with the Lord Jesus, and especially with the plan of salvation. And I was reading this passage and noticed some similarities, some things that just really jumped out at me. And certainly if you're here today without Christ, I want to challenge you to realize He loves you, and He died on the cross to pay for your sins. He wants to save you today, and He wants to change, literally change your life. But today I want to talk to you about Jesus and Joseph and the comparison, especially with this story, Genesis 45 and verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me," and there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard, and Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord over all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the opportunity we have now to look into it, and pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us into the truth of the Scripture, that you'll Lord, speak to our hearts. Give us what we need today and help us to be different because of today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The story of Joseph is certainly, as it begins, it is a very sad story. We see Joseph and his brethren and how they, Joseph, because he's very honest, God reveals some things to him at a young age. He points out how he will eventually rule his brothers. And how and again they're young, they don't know if this is true or not, but certainly it was true. God truly was with Joseph, and so he was hated by his brethren, and you know the story, and we've talked about it often, how that he was thrown into a pit and they wanted to kill him. I mean, they hated him that much. Joseph had just been his father's favorite, and you know, they just had enough of Joseph, and they threw him in a pit, planning to kill him, but instead they sold him as a slave. And of course, God was with Joseph, and the Bible says that all along. And he sold as a slave, and he becomes a slave to a man named Potiphar. And we, again, have used the story often of Potiphar's wife, how she tries to lure him into committing adultery with her and committing sin. And Joseph stands, he does right, and she accuses him, and he's then put into prison. And it keeps looking bad for Joseph all along. And Joseph's life is an amazing life to look at in the Bible, and one that, again, I've looked at often as how bad it looked, and yet how God made it all work out. By the way, God can do that in everybody's life. He can do that in your life. You may be in a situation, you say, "Hey, I'm in the deepest valley I've ever been in." Well, Joseph was in a pit. I'm in trouble. Well, Joseph was in prison. I mean, it looked bad for Joseph, but all things do work together for good. And Joseph, of course, as you know, in the prison, God is with him again, and his testimony is true. His testimony is faithful, and God puts the right people around him, And eventually, of course, Joseph becomes second in command to Pharaoh of Egypt. And in the middle of all that, Pharaoh becomes very, very powerful. The Egyptians become even more powerful. And now, as this story picks up, we're in 2 years into a seven-year famine. Egypt has all the food. Egypt has all the supplies. And others are having to come to Pharaoh, and they're giving away everything they can just to live. And of course, Joseph is in control of this huge amount of food. And his brothers, all these years later, they think Joseph's been dead for years. And here come his brothers sent from their father to get food from Pharaoh. And they have no idea that Joseph is who he is. They have no idea that Joseph is their brother. All they think is this man is an Egyptian, and he's the second in command in Egypt. And they have no idea that this is actually Joseph, their brother. He speaks to them in Egyptian, and he has himself covered. They have no idea. He knows who they are. They have no idea who he is. And this story in chapter 45, it's a beautiful story, is where Joseph finally, after he deals with his brethren, and we'll not get into all that story, but Joseph finally reveals himself to his brethren. And as I read that, it caused me to remember when the Lord Jesus revealed himself to me. And boy, what a difference that's made in my life. What a change that made in my life. And there are some similarities here that I wanted you to see. And there are many, many pictures where Jesus and Joseph, we can see them, just a lot of things that they do alike, a lot of things where they are very similar in what they do. But this one just really jumped out at me. And the first thing that I want you to see that in as far as the similarities of Jesus and Joseph is the conviction. There was conviction. And you'll notice in verse 1, Joseph could not refrain himself before all them. Joseph here is going to make himself known. In other words, these brothers that have not